JMR Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Yeah, important to point, and not only it came down so we went, yay, but at the lower end, wasn't it?
That's right. So do we celebrate? I mean, is it too early to celebrate? Is the job done? I mean, I suppose there's quite a lot of questions that come out of yesterday. So just the CPI released for Q3, 0.6 for the quarter, 2.2% for the year. Do you remember what the Reserve Bank said as well? They said that inflation is clearly converging on the midpoint, and so it is. And that's the 1% to 3% band. The midpoint is at 2%. That's the job the RBNZ has, and it is clearly converging there. Non-tradable inflation, 1.3%. That's sitting at 4.9% for the year. Tradable inflation, minus 0.2%, and now sitting at minus 1.6%. for the year. Now, expectations sit around 0.7, 0.8, so the miss was to the bottom side. That was courtesy of lower non-tradable inflation, because people were thinking that was going to be around 1.5, came in at 1.3. Now, there was a mitigating factor of a 22.8% fall in early childhood education fees. That was a result of the introduction of the government subsidy. That really helps your outcome. It gets you to 1.3. Without that, your year-on-year could have been closer to 5.2, so it would have pushed all of the numbers up. But there were other offsets to that. So you got those fees, you got lower fuel prices, they pull the outcome down, and then the other side, the usual suspects, higher insurance costs, local authority rates, prescription charges. But there's no escaping the observation that inflation pressures are moderating. Just a quick note, annual tradable inflation, you look at that and you go, my gosh, it's at minus 1.6. It's really negative. No, we've had extended periods of negative tradable inflation. It's not unusual. It's the non-tradable that have consistently been problematic. I guess, Mike, the question is what happens from here? Because you cannot escape the risk now that inflation falls below 2%, that we undershoot the target. Now, that suggests to me that the RBNZ should continue to move quickly to normalise the official crash rate. Now, the really relevant question here, though, is how far do they go? I mean, what's the bottom? What's the target? What's the neutral rate? The rate that doesn't contribute to inflation, is it 3.75? Is it 3.5? 3.25? 3%? We don't really know that. So that's a question that's got to be answered. The second one is, do they go 50 or 75 basis points in November? And here's a question for you, Mike. Would a 75 basis point move tacit admission?
Absolutely, no
question.
That
the OCR was pushed up too far, too fast, and kept there for too long. That's a question you have to ask. Really interesting. If you look at the forward market, Mike, you look at where the market price is, where it thinks the OCR will be on the next OCR review date. That yesterday, at the close of yesterday, was trading at 4.1, which means the odds are slightly tipped in favour, slightly tipping towards 75 basis points, not the 50. Market reaction quite muted, Mike. Wholesale rates did fall a little bit, but they've been lower recently. Kiwi slightly lower. Share market didn't like it, though. On the face of it, it was down over 1.5%. But I think that was to do with a few other stock-specific factors, not so much the inflation rate. Fascinating day. Don't you love this stuff?
And the other question you need to ask, if 75 is tantamount to admission of fault, do you still do the right thing because you know you cocked it up?
Well, you have to. I mean, you have to play what's in front of you. You have to. Well, that's my view.
You met Adrian lately. Anyway, that's for another day. Speaking of the Reserve Bank, Karen Silk, what did she have to say?
So, very relevant speech yesterday. She's the assistant bank governor. This was the transmission of monetary policy to financial conditions. Real point of interest now is the big question, the big conundrum is how quickly do those easier monetary conditions, the lower OCR, how quickly does that affect the larger economy? Some interesting comments in here, Mike. Firstly, we've been talking about this confirmational reference to the shorter duration of the fixed rate loan landscape. That implies faster transmission of policy to lower mortgage rates. Her words, our latest new credit flow survey shows that around 75% of new home loans carry interest periods of 1 year or less, and circa 70% of existing home loans will be repriced within the next 9 months. So if you get the OCR down, you pull down the 1 to 2 year wholesale rates, that flows straight through to all those new fixed rate loan terms. That's good. Also, though, acknowledgement that we're going back to pre-COVID conditions, it's a more normal funding environment. You're seeing the wind down of additional monetary policy tools. They were introduced in the COVID period. That may constrain how much banks can drop rates. So mortgage rates will fall. Let's see how far.
Okay, Dokes, numbers, please.
The US markets are in positive territory, 0.5% rise in Dow Jones, 42,960. The S&P 500 is up 0.35833. The NASDAQ is more or less unchanged, 18,321. FTSE 100 overnight up just under 1%, 8329. The Nikkei down 1.8%. Very volatile, that, 39,180. Shanghai Composite virtually unchanged, 3202. The Australasian markets, they were weaker yesterday. As I said, the ASX 200 lost 0.4%, 8284 was the close there. The NZX 50 fell 1.55%, 199 points, 12,641. Kiwi is trading at 0.6058 against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.9088 Aussie, 0.5573 euro, 0.4658 pounds, 90.72 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,673 and Brent crude still low at $74.25.
Nice stuff. Go well. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.